This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z, first name Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, date of birth August 22nd, 1979, date of evaluation November 16, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Eric Stuffman, E-R-I-K-S-T-U-F-F-M-A-N-N. The chief complaint, patient seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 43-year-old male who reports an episode of fall from a ladder approximately 6 months earlier period. He was then seen at a workman's, correction, he was then evaluated by a workman's comp physician the following day, period. Patient was initially given rest, period. He stated that initially he had severe pain and could not move his arm, period. He was ultimately referred for MRI approximately 1 month later. This revealed a rotator cuff tear, period. He initially underwent a course of conservative therapy. However, comma, he had continued with pain. At rest, his pain is rated 2-3/10, but with movement slash activity, it increases to 9-10/10, period. Pain is burning and associated with decreased range of motion, period. It is non-radiating and involves the right shoulder only, period. Past medical history, 1, hypertension, next number, insomnia, next number, anxiety, depression, next number, palpitations, past surgical history, stab wound to the neck at age 14, gunshot wound to the leg and waist, period. He stated that he has ongoing bullet fragments in his extremity, period. Medications, verapamil, 120 milligrams, one daily. Sertraline, S-E-R-T-R-A-L-I-N-E, 50 milligrams, one daily. Gabapentin, 100 milligrams, one daily. Melatonin, 20 milligrams, HSPRN. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, he reports marijuana use, period. He states that he has had no alcohol use in 2.5 years. He denies cigarette use, period. The review of systems, constitutional. He has had no fever or chills. Eyes. He has impaired vision and wears glasses. Neck, he has stiffness, pain, and decreased range of motion. Cardiac, he has palpitations as noted, otherwise unremarkable. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 103/59, pulse 77, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 245 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The neck exam reveals a well-healed horizontal scar. involving the neck region. There is a tattoo in the shape of a cross in the right posterior cervical region, period. Skin reveals multiple tattoos involving the anterior chest wall, period. Musculoskeletal, the right shoulder demonstrates tenderness on abduction and severe tenderness and decreased range of motion on external rotation, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 67 beats per minute and normal intervals, period. The impression, this is a 42-year-old male who sustained an injury in a fall from a ladder approximately 6 months ago, period. He had suffered injuries to the right shoulder, period. Patient was found to have a rotator cuff tear, period. He is known to have history of hypertension, period. Blood pressure appears adequately controlled, period. He further has history of palpitations, period. Patient is currently stable. He is hemodynamically stable. The origin of his palpitations is unclear, but he has long-standing history of same, period. He is currently on verapamil, period. Again, he is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. His overall perioperative cardiac risk is felt to be normal, period. He has no increased risk, period. His overall risk is felt to be average, period. He is therefore cleared for his procedure. Signed, Dr. Arlington Ferguson.